Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Bonagy United manager Jason Gibson. Jason, your side were 1-0 winners over Monaghan United in the League Cup yesterday. Tell us a bit about the game.
Yeah, hi. We got a late winner. Owen, it was nice to come away with a victory. Probably deserved it over the whole thing as regarding the chances and all that we had missed. If you know what I mean. But I suppose when it's getting to the dying minutes and you're still not all, you're fearful you're only going to get the draw. But no, I was delighted to. The subs that came on actually gave us a kind of a wee bit of an impetus going forward, and the Waddle obviously came up with the winner, so we were delighted with that. But I know it was a decent match all through. Monaghan obviously trying to get established, and you know, they were decent. Look, they'll be hard to beat up there.
It was Chris Dillon scored the goal. Tell us a bit about that goal.
Yeah, it was kind of played down the left hand side. I think it was Gavin Grant went down the left and cut it back, and Chris would, or Waddle as we call him, would tell you himself he probably mishit it, and it probably actually helped it into the corner, if you know what I mean, because the keeper was kind of caught unawares by it. But it was good to get it so late on.
Yeah, and you've brought in a few new players. How have they settled in, and what will they bring to the team?
Yeah, look, we have maybe more than what we thought we would need, if you know what I mean. But we had with Gareth and Tony and Oisin Cannon started yesterday. It's obvious what Gareth and Tony's going to bring to it. The senior experience and that kind of that mentality that they have is going to be very beneficial to us. Oisin Cannon was excellent yesterday. Anything he had to do as well, he's a young lad, he had a bit of experience in the senior league with Fannad, and as I say, we've brought him in, and he's been excellent so far. So we're very happy with him as well. Conor Dugan come on late on as well, and you know, is to kind of shore up things late on, and he was excellent as well. So a couple of others, Jack Park was suspended, and Eddie McLaughlin was unavailable yesterday. So no, look, it's a strong squad we've assembled, and it's going to be, as I was saying yesterday after the match, like it's going to be tough picking 18 at times, never mind picking 11. So we're looking forward to the season coming up.
I'm sure it's a nice position to be in as well, having the luxury of a few extra players to pick from.
Oh, look, you want them headaches. Look, that's what you need. You feel as if you're proper managing whenever you're looking over your shoulder. You have good options off the bench. Like, and as I say, you know, we're probably working with a squad 23, 24 there. Like, so even picking the 18 is going to be challenging some weeks. So, like, that you can see that even in the training as well. The lads know that players aren't silly. Like, they know that, you know, if they have the jersey, it's going to be a fight to hold on to it. It's going to be, you know, it's going to improve the training. So now, look, them's all good problems.
Yeah, and you touched a bit on Monaghan United. What do you make of them then, and what will they bring to the league?
Yeah, like they were, I was chatting to their manager afterwards, like they were missing a couple yesterday as well, and although they were beat, like, he was relatively happy with, I suppose, you know, it's their first time playing at that level, if you know what I mean. So, look, they had a couple of lads up front, very, you know, very dangerous and behind, and they brought a goalkeeper in this week. He was excellent, to be fair to him, like, so. Look, any side travelling up there now this season, you know, they're not going to come away easy winners. They're going to put it up to whoever goes up to it now. And as a club, like, I have to say, we were made more than welcome and well looked after the game and all. Like, so it was, it was a good day. It was a good day all round.
Yeah, and finally then, Jason, what's the aims for the upcoming season?
Well, obviously, it's to try and get to Cockhill, as I say. That's the aim. Look, we just take it game by game and see where it takes us. But look, Cockhill are up there to be got at, like, and that's the aim. So that's always the aim, to try and win a league. That's what it is.
Yeah, thanks, Jason, for joining us today on Sunday Sport, and best of luck for the upcoming season.